Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 5th. Hanging out with me this morning is Chris from the Wahpeton City Council. How's it going, Chris?
Good. Good morning. Happy opening day week. For those of you who know me, I was a big baseball fan. You got a baseball hat on,
so
you're in that boat, too. It's opening day for baseball Thursday, so this is one of the times of the year I really, really look forward to. And with the crappy winter we've had, I just can't wait for baseball to start. You know, watch a little bit of the lot of the Final Fours this last weekend, and it was a lot of fun, but I am basketballed out right now and just want baseball to start. And two of my kids are playing, one's baseball, one's softball, so I'm going to get my fill here this spring of ball, that's for sure, but it's going to be great.
I'm excited for it. So what happened last night at the meeting?
So here's a big thing, because everybody looks forward to this at this time of the year, talking about spring cleanup week. That is May 16th through the 20th for Wahpeton residents, but it doesn't include like apartment buildings, commercial buildings, things like that. So you'll want to go to the city website. We have some information on Wahpeton.com that'll give a whole list of things that the kind of things that are accepted, the kind of things that aren't accepted, and who can participate. So again, spring cleanup week, May 16th through the 20th. One thing I like about that is it's almost like a recycling week, because people put stuff out on their curb and then others go around and they'll look and see what people are throwing away. And hey, I could actually use that in my garage or something. And so they'll go and they'll pick up some things. So not everything ends up, you know, in the landfill. But anyway, it's a great time to be thinking about cleaning out the garage and the shed and basement, whatever, all those kind of things. That's coming up. Speaking of coming up, election 2022 is coming up, and we're very close to the deadline for getting in your information and your intent to run for any of the open positions. Currently, there are three people running for the mayor position. There are four open alderman position, and we have five people actually running for those four open positions so far, so that's good. But we do need one more running for park board. There are two people running for three open spots on the park board. You just have to have information in by April 11th at 4 p.m. to City Hall. So if you are thinking of running, you've got just a few more days here. And you'll have to get that information in, but consider it this week, and then make sure you get everything you need. I mean, if you need signatures, you need to get out and get those so that they can be checked and approved by the time the deadline hits. So make sure you get out. Again, we have a mayor's position, the alderman positions, and park board positions. It is National Library Week. We have certainly a great public library in Wahpeton that has a great selection. It's in a historic building, so it's just kind of cool just to even walk around the building. But there's a terrific kids section. There's a lot of things that go on with kids, story time and things like that. We have great librarians. We have a good amount of and good workers for volunteering, because being a bigger building, a two-level building, they're always in need of volunteers to make sure that things are covered. So visit the library. The Friends of the Library, which is a group that helps raise funds for improvements at the library, they're going to have an open house at Leech Library April 7th, which is in 2 days, so that would be Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the library, Friends of the Library open house. They're going to have some refreshments, and also you can learn a little bit more about what they do, but that'll give you an opportunity to get into the library and get a little snack and then find out more about, and just take a look around and find out, because certainly, you know, you think about a library, you think about the books, you think about the periodicals, but there definitely are a lot of opportunities as far as the fiction and the nonfiction and the books on tape and all those kind of things. And they do interlibrary loans. So if you're looking for a book that you can't find, they may be able to loan it out from someplace for you. So there's a lot of opportunity at the library. Make sure you check it out this week. There will be a public input meeting for the Downtown Side Streets project. That will be happening today, Tuesday the 5th, today, from 4:30 to 6:30 at City Hall. And that is just getting input for some of the side streets that will be happening downtown. And what I mean by that is there's I think there's four or five, and I can't remember off the top of my head that number, but they'll be working just off of Dakota Avenue, some of those streets between, for example, if they're working on the south side, it would be between Dakota Avenue and the railroad tracks. And if it's on the north side, it's typically between Dakota Avenue and maybe halfway or all the way to Second Avenue. So just a few of those streets that will be worked on this summer. And there's a public input meeting today at City Hall. The Twin Town Business Partners requested funding from sales tax for economic development. They requested $10,000 for planning their events for the year. This is a group that kind of works in conjunction to an extent with the chamber, and they plan events and bringing people downtown. And if you've seen things like the Wine Walk or the Cookie Crawl or other other events like that with alliteration in their names. Those are a lot of the events planned by the downtown partners that kind of showcase what's going on downtown. Make sure you don't forget about those businesses there to do some shopping and patronizing while you're downtown Wahpeton. That was approved, so they will be planning their events for the rest of this year, including up into the holidays. And then there was a city policy that was approved on Bank of North Dakota loan participation. And I'll tell you really quick how that works. The city, many times before, and it's becoming more and more popular, works with the Bank of North Dakota to help buy down interest on big projects that businesses are working on. And so if a business in Wahpeton, for example, needs to expand, and maybe they need to add on to the building and then add some equipment and things like that, they would go to their lead lender. The lender would contact Bank of North Dakota, see if they would be willing to participate in buying that interest down from, for example, maybe if the interest is at 4%, they'll buy it down to 1%. They ask the city to participate in a 70-30 split, so the city takes 30% of that buy down. And in the past, we've had certain examples where we've given that out as a grant, and we don't require payback, but in doing some research, it was discovered that, first of all, Wahpeton is about the only city, at least the only big city to do, bigger city in North Dakota to do that. And also the payback on that was quite considerable, the time, I mean, to get that funding back. So they did approve a policy change last night that all of the city's portion of the buy down for in the future will have to be repaid. So Of that amount from going from, say, 4% down to 1%, 70% of that is done by the Bank of North Dakota. That doesn't have to be repaid, but the 30%, the city would ask for payment. And typically, we don't require payment to start until 5 years down the road. So you do have 5 years to kind of get things up and running and then start making that payback. But again, it's still a good benefit for a couple of reasons, that timing, and also because Bank of North Dakota doesn't require their payback. But it is something that the city of Wahpeton has changed, but I think that it's still going to be a good incentive for people moving forward. So I saw some street sweepers out yesterday getting some of the streets cleaned, and hopefully, I'm not even going to talk about weather. I don't want to jinx anything the way things have been going, but I know that things are getting really active, and I've said it before, and I'll just say another quick word about a lot of things going on this summer. But there's also not only the construction, but there are also a lot of things that we've, had in the past, and maybe because of COVID, they were off the books for a while, but a lot of events returning. Things like Chalk Fest will be in town, the music festival, Blue Goose Days, those kind of things are all going to be happening again and taking place for people to get out and enjoy the city. So plenty of things that are going to be going on this spring in addition to my my baseball and things like that. So get out and watch, watch the kids and just enjoy the outdoors and have some fun in Wahpeton. And don't forget, too, we will, of course, be doing the July 4th, and we're going to have to probably find some sponsors. I know we're going to have to find some sponsors for that. And that's a few months away, but it's going to come quick.
So comes real fast.
It does come really fast, yeah. So looking forward to that as well.
Chris, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about the things that are going on.
Thank you.
More great music coming up right now. Tim McGraw, Some of Those Nights on the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.